Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
I've never seen a purple cow. I never hope to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one. I've never been way up a creek without a wooden paddle. And though I've ridden on a horse, I've never gone side saddle. But lots of other people from New Jersey have. Gladstone, New Jersey is where Diane Toomey caught up with some side saddle riders. Side saddleists? Anyway, she has our story.
A small crowd watches as eight riders canter around a large outdoor ring at the U.S. Equestrian Team headquarters. The athletes sit ramrod straight in their navy jackets. These riders are competing on a course that includes eight jumps, each 3 feet high. Sounds difficult? It is. But this is side saddle weekend. So now imagine riding this course the way these women are today, sitting sideways in skirts.
Ladies, would you line up in this order, head to tail, please? 153, followed by 130.
And then imagine having that skirt lifted.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, lift your skirt up, is that okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Well, at least he asked permission. Once the skirt is lifted, just a tad, the judge inspects the rider's tack. This particular competition is a reenactment of 19th century fox hunting protocol. A rider must dress in a dark navy habit and wear a top hat and veil, and she must carry a couple of items needed on a long hunt, a sandwich in a metal case, and a small bottle of her favorite beverage. Seems that sherry was the Gatorade of the 1890s.
And it is a black cherry sherry.
Oh, wow.
It's been in there for a while. It may be a little more potent than normal.
Oh, yeah.
Jeannie Whitehead has been riding a side for 2 decades and is something of a side saddle historian.
I personally tend to blame Coco Chanel in the 1920s and 30s for the demise of side saddle because she was a very fashionable woman. Everyone copied her, and she rode her horse astride.
She admits the style was on its way out before Coco's time. As early as the 1870s, there were discussions about whether women should ride like men. The arguments against went like this.
That it's unattractive, it's unbecoming a lady, that she's not physically properly conformed to straddle a horse.
And the style did just about die out by the 1970s. That's when, as a young girl, Whitehead went to a horse show.
And walking around on the grounds, there was a woman riding side saddle. And I didn't know side saddle from anything at the time. I just saw this woman on this big, beautiful horse, and she looked so elegant and perfect and just had this aura about her, and she was so graceful. I said, that's what I want to do.
Number 94. This is Jeannie Whitehead in Tally.
Later in the weekend, Whitehead competes in a riding competition in which ladies wear costumes of side saddle eras gone by. She's dressed in an 1858-style brown habit, suitably sedate.
By 1858, the fashion magazines discouraged the excessive ornamentation and fripperies seen in the riding habits of previous decades. Riders were urged to moderate their skirt and veil lengths and have less, shall we say, bling.
Before she goes into the ring, Whitehead tells me about her costume, and it's clear she's gone above and beyond.
I have on a full skirt, a petticoat, a corset, a chemise, and a pair of open crotch drawers.
Did you take the longest to get ready out of anyone today?
Quite possibly.
But Whitehead is a thoroughly modern woman who doesn't view side saddle as anachronistic. She even works at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum. Like the 80 or so riders here this weekend, Whitehead sees the style as an elegant way to show off horse and rider. Also present this weekend, side saddle instructors like this one.
People say, what do I do for a living? And I say, my normal comment is, I'm a ladies' man.
Roger Philpott has been teaching side saddle for 35 years. The 70-year-old is in from Warwickshire, England this weekend to share his expertise with U.S. riders like Carla Petros.
I just want you to ask the horse to go forward now into trot, okay? So you're going to put your inside leg on and your stick, and you're going to push with your seat and just move your weight forward a little bit. You push with your seat, turn.
When it comes to communicating with the horse, a riding stick takes the place of the right leg, since only the left leg is in a stirrup. So why aren't these women constantly falling off? Well, that's because of 2 thick pieces of leather called pummels. Used properly, they allow the rider to form a scissor grip on the saddle with her thighs. Even though her legs are on one side, a rider's hips should face front with her weight centered.
Just put your leg and stick on a little bit. More. There. now we got a horse. Well done.
Philpott was once called upon to work on the Queen's side saddle and observed she was a rider in near-perfect balance.
The thing that I noticed more than anything else was the actual wear on the saddle was the seat bones were perfectly straight for the front of a saddle, which is very rare, which showed that you had a rider of very high ability.
For those lacking the British royal family's resources, side saddle can be difficult to afford. The last British company to make side saddles went out of business in the 1950s. So if you want a decent one, you can spend up to $5,000 to have one custom made in Austria, or you can buy vintage. It's estimated that 90% of side saddles in use today were made in England between 1910 and 1940. And the clothes can be pricey too. In the equestrian team headquarters rotunda, vendors are selling vintage riding clothes, including a $400 1908 skirt with pockets for those saddle pommels.
Two of the habits came out of a Connecticut estate, and the one is dated 1908, and we would assume that they're...
Historical reenactments are a big part of side saddle, and it's how a lot of women get into the sport. That's what happened to Janet Brown, who lives near Richmond, Virginia. This weekend, she's competing in the historical costume division as a Confederate officer's wife. But she didn't start out wanting to ride side saddle. She was just looking for a fight.
I first got into side saddle about 13 or 14 years ago. I started Civil War reenacting, and at the time, they did not allow women to ride into battle.
So Janet proposed a compromise. How about riding separate from the troops as an officer's wife? To be historically accurate, she'd have to ride side saddle.
And they said, you can't do side saddle. And I said, oh, yes, I can. And I basically got the whole reenacting world to change to allow women to ride side saddle and then also to allow them to ride into battle because I fought so hard to do it.
11-year-old Emma Hartley and 12-year-old Sarah Bean were among the youngest riders here. They also feel a sense of defiance while riding side saddle.
Well, it's fun, and it's only girls.
You don't have to worry about boys, like, trying to challenge you, like, going, I bet I'm a better rider riding side saddle than you.
Both Emma and Sarah competed this weekend, but they didn't place. However, Jeannie Whited's attention to detail, underwear and all, paid off. She took second place in the costume competition. For Only a Game, I'm Diane Toomey in Gladstone, New Jersey.
Ladies, the class is closed. You are being judged. All walk, please. All walk.
Diane Toomey's story about side saddle riding will be featured on this week's program. We'll also have a story about the best college football team in Florida. I'll be talking with a reporter in Green Bay, Wisconsin, about one of the few pro football teams that's undefeated this fall. Guess which one? And I'll speak with Jeff Davis about his new book, a biography of longtime NFL commissioner Pete Rozelle. I'll also be discussing the surprising Colorado Rockies with a reporter who's been covering that team for 11 years, many of them a good deal drearier than this one. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the show at onlyagame.org.